In today's Mishnah, we learn the third and fourth Mishnah in the third Perek of Masechet Eruvim. And in yesterday's Mishnah, we began discussing Eruv Tchumim more details. So the prohibition of Tchum is one's not allowed to walk beyond 2,000 Amot from beyond the city limits. However, what one can do is they can move their Makum Shvita, their dwelling place, towards one direction from the city. So thereby, it will be that location that we begin calculating the 2,000 Amot. So he ends up buying more distance he can walk in one direction, whereas he loses some of that distance towards the other direction. And we said one can do this by placing meals at the location he wants in Makom Shvara to be. There is another way which we'll learn soon enough. Importantly, we also mentioned yesterday, one can only do this for the purpose of a mitzvah. So the mission begins, Natano b'ilan, if he places his Eruv Tchum in a tree, and this tree is situated in Rishus Arabim, and he places it in the tree, Lamala ma'asra tvachim, above 10 tvachim from the ground, then the mission says, Ein Eruv or Eruv. Then the Eruv is not effective. Why is that? That is because he wants his dwelling place to be in the Rishus Arabim. Above 10 tvachim from the ground in the tree has a status of Rishus Ayachid. And we need what's called Tzarich Shia Hu Ve'eruvu B'makom Echad. He needs to be that him and his Eruv, meaning his dwelling place and his Eruv, can be in one location. In other words, he has to be able to access and bring his Eruv to where he wants his Shvita to be. Now, because one's in Rishus Ayachid and one's in Rishus Arabim, and you cannot do that, you cannot transfer from one that location to the other, then the Eruv is not effective. Let's continue. Mishnah, however, says, Lamata Masar Tvachim is below 10 Tvachim, and above, say, 3 from the ground, you'll see in a moment, then Eruv or Eruv, then the Eruv is effective. We have to be careful here. Why? Because between 3 Tvachim from the ground and till 9, then that area is referred to as a Karmelit. And Midrabanan, one is not allowed to transfer from that location either. However, what's important here is two things. One, the Chachamim were not Gozer Shvutim. They didn't apply these Gzeiras, these are the Rabbanans, during Bein Hashmashot, between sunset and night. That's point number one. Point number two is the Eruv is Kone, acquires, meaning takes its effect during that period between sunset and night. So consequently, since during that period one would be able to access his Eruv and take it from the tree at that lower level to where he wants his dwelling place to be, then the Eruv is effective. Let's continue. Netano babor. What if he places it in a pit? And importantly, this pit is located in, say, a valley, and which has the status of a karmelit. Mishnah says, afil amok, even if this pit is very, very deep, me'ama, even 100 amok, then Eruv over Eruv, the Eruv is effective. That is because, despite the fact the pit has the status of a Rishus HaYachid, since one is able to transfer from that Rishus HaYachid to the Karmelit during Bein Hashmashot, importantly, and that's a time when it's Koneh, therefore it's effective. It continues, not no barosh hakaneh, what if he places on top of a reed, or barosh hakundos on the top of a pole, bezman shutalush, at the time when it's already been detached from the ground, so this reed's already been picked, and then it's been vana'ut and driven back in again. Afil l'gvoa me'ama, even if this reed is 100 amot high, mishnesis harei ze'eruv, this is effective. Why? Well, that is because since this reed is not 4x4 tefachim, it's very narrow, meaning then it does not have the status of Rishus HaYachid, and even on Shabbat one will be able to transfer from it to Rishus HaRabim. Now, what's the requirement of what the Mishnah refers to being talush v'na'utz, that this reed has been detached from the ground and then driven in again? The reason is because if it is still growing in the ground, still attached to the ground, then there's a gzeira the chamim apply, which is shema yiktzatz, that the person might break one of the branches from the trees of this reed, and therefore it shouldn't be utilized. Now, we have to be careful here, because during Bein Hashmashot, we said that the rabbinic gzeiras do not apply. So in this case, does this gzeira still hold? The Bar Tanura explains that since the reed is more fragile than the example of the tree which we brought in the previous case, that is why the gzeira still holds in this case, because it's almost a certainty the person will break some of the reed. The Mishnah continues, Netano, if someone placed his Eruv b'migdal in a cupboard, and he locked it, v'avana mafteach, and he lost the key, then Mishnah says, Harei ze Eruv, it is considered Eruv. Why is that? The example is if the lock was placed in front on, say, ropes that were used to tie it up. And it's possible that what one can do, they can grab a knife and cut the ropes in order to access it. And therefore, despite the fact it's makalkel, it's destructive behavior, that is us because of a shvut. It's only rabbinically prohibited because it's destructive, like we've explained when we learned Masechta Shabbos. And therefore, during Ben Hashmashot, the gzeira, it does not yet apply. Consequently, according to Chachamim, he can access his Eruv, therefore the Eruv is effective. However, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer omer, im einu yodea shamafteach bimkomo, meaning if he doesn't know where the key is and he should be concerned perhaps he's lost it, then we say, einu Eruv, it's not effective. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer goes according to his opinion that we've mentioned previously, which is that a kli can only be taken, which is letzorech tashmish, or for its express purpose, for express use, not letzorech gufo like chachamim. In other words, therefore, this knife, midrabanan, one is not allowed to actually use it to cut the ropes. So therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we have a double derabanan. A rabanan against actually demeaning makalkel, and another derabanan against grabbing this knife, and therefore even during Benash Mashot it would apply, and therefore since he cannot access his Eruv according to Rebbe Eliezer, then according to Rebbe Eliezer, the Eruv is not effective. Let's now continue. Mishnah says, Nit galgel chutz latchum. If the person is, say, in his house, and his Eruv rolls out of the tchum, beyond 2,000 amot from the city, and therefore when Shabbos comes in, or during Benash Mashot, he wouldn't actually be able to go and access his Eruv tchum. Or nafala lav gal, or a mound of stones falls on it and not able to access the Eruv as a result of being covered by the rubble, unless he did a particular malacha. Therefore, during Ben Shmashot, even he wouldn't be able to access it. Or nisraf, or got burnt, or if it was truma, or truma v'nit meit negot tameh. Mishnah says, if all this happened mibe'od yom, while it was still day, Mishnah says, eino Eruv. Why? Because of the critical time where the Eruv would be koneh, acquiring during Ben Shmashot, either he wasn't able to access it because it was too far away, or it required a malacha to uncover it from the rubble, or it was burnt, therefore it no longer exists, or it was no longer fit for consumption. If it was meshecha sheicha, if it was already night time when this occurred, so Shabbos has already come in, then it is effective, because the shvita was already kone, and it doesn't matter if it was lost after the fact. If it's a safek, if it's a doubt, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda omrim, harei ze chamar gamal. Chamar gamal is an expression, means it was basically you have to be concerned about both scenarios. What this basically means is, chamar gamal meaning effectively say if a person is being pulled in one direction by a gamal, a camel, and another being pulled or pushed by a donkey. That's the expression about being pulled in both directions. So what this actually means is we have to look at the area where he could walk if the Eruv was koneh, the area where he could walk on Shabbos if it wasn't koneh, and the overlap of those two areas is the area where he can walk. Anywhere else, he cannot walk. So it makes it actually quite difficult, because the area he'll only be able to walk is a lot less than he would have had he done nothing. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, they said, no. Safek Eruv Kasher. If there's a safek regarding an Eruv, then it is kosher. Meaning, they hold that we maintain what's called the Chazaka. When he placed the Eruv down, there was a chazaka, there's a presumed status that it was kosher. Therefore, if into Shabbos now we have a safek, we can still rely on that existing status and therefore assume that the Eruv is kosher, this for this Eruv Tchum. And therefore, he'd be able to go on as normal, as if everything fine, anyway, as if all the issues happened well into Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Avtulmus Hirid Mishum Chamisha Zkenim. Avtulmus testified in the name of five Zkenim, the Chochmei Hador, the wise of the generation, says, Al Sfeik Eruv, on the case of a Safek Eruv, that indeed it is Kasher, it is valid. Those are the Mishnah today.